It's time for another edition of Rapid Fire Breakdown Style. Here is the slowest rapid fire you've ever expected, but we think you're really going to like it. For more such content, follow us on Instagram at Bialik Breakdown.
Slowest rapid fire ever. Rapid Fire Breakdown Style.
Rapid Fire with Kel Mitchell. What was your mother right about?
What was my mother right about? She was definitely right about this. She said, keep your horse in the barn. I don't know if you can figure out what that means.
Got it.
But she was very right.
Okay.
Until you find the right one, then bring the horse out.
What was your father right about?
He said, in every setting, in every meeting, he said, don't drink with everyone else, right? Mm-hmm. You just grab some water, right? You just grab some water and you just kind of watch the conversation and what unravels within those conversations. And it was great advice. As I, you know, because I don't drink, I don't smoke at all. But now understanding that, I'm just like, okay, that was really smart advice, because I kind of just see what happens and unravels with people.
That's, we don't share a father, but that's one of my favorite things to do when you're out with a bunch of people. Yeah. Make a decision on any given, I mean, obviously I'm not going anywhere with a bunch of people because of COVID, but in general, and I've done this literally since high school, see what it's like to not partake of the drugs and alcohol that are going on and see if you actually have a good time, which does not mean that you should be drunk and stoned. But what it means is that you're one of those dumb people, like those other people that you're like, why are they acting so stupid? They're all drunk and stoned. Anyway, it's a great exercise when a group of people go out to drink, even as adults, to be like, I'm just going to not drink and see what happens. And like, it's often not a great time. Anyway.
Yeah, it wakes you up. You're like, wait, what?
It's like, okay. I don't want to be here anyway. Anyway, okay, sorry. Location that promotes your best mental health.
My wife. You know, and the reason I'm going to say that is because he who finds a wife finds a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you're equally yoked, you become one, right? And so within my time of prayer, and even when I'm praying for her, when we come together, there's something that I went to the Lord with, and then she confirms it in our conversation. I feel like that is really a good point for me. I think communication is very key within marriage. And I love that, communicating with her before even, I just talked to one of my cousins that was looking for advice with relationship. And I was telling them about that. We're like, my team knows my wife. I go to my wife. I make her just as important as my daily, everything that I'm doing. This is teamwork. We're working together. So I would definitely say that. I feel at ease when I'm with her. And I think it should always be like that. Yeah.
Do you have a mantra? Or if you had one, what would it be? Like something you say to yourself over and over, or the thing that like grounds you instantly?
Well, definitely, you know, one thing I always talk about is no matter what happens, you're going to keep your joy. No matter what happens. And when you wake up and you say, no matter what happens, I'm going to keep my joy.
That's nice.
When you're saying that, it's really saying that, okay, circumstances are going to come up. Things are going to come up in this world. We live in a world where things come up, but it's like, it's very important to keep your peace and stay in perfect peace. And when you stay in perfect peace and you start to look at it with different eyes, maybe that person did this or said that because of something that they're going through in their household or at their home, or something happened right before. Have empathy for everyone. Have, you know, care within that moment. And that really has just changed my life completely. Yeah.
Who's been your best spiritual teacher?
I want to say my pastor, Pastor Ziegler, but then also Christ. You know what I mean? Just, you know.
Did you say Pastor Ziegler?
Yeah, Pastor Ziegler. That's his name. Gary Ziegler. Pastor Gary Ziegler.
Ziegler.
Yeah. It was different. He's a black man too, which is
that is like a very Jewish name. I'm fascinated by Gary Ziegler right now. Okay, I'll look him up after.
Very, you guys got to meet. That's good.
That sounds like someone I need to meet. Anyway.
Yeah.
Who are you most competitive with?
Who am I most competitive with? Myself.
Okay, there you go.
And that's, you know, and that's be better than the day before. That's really what it's all about. Be better than the day before. You know, I set myself goals all the time. something fun that I do, I just share it because, you know, I just turned 43. And people were just like, well, how do you stay young? And I was like, well, I don't allow people to tell me I'm getting old. Like, they'll be like, you know, like my kids would be like, oh, you're getting old. And I was like, I never say that. I'm just like, I'm getting seasoned. I'm getting wise. And then another thing that I do is that I always look at someone that's 10 years older than me and how I would like to look, meaning fashion, physical, all of that stuff. And then I see what they do. So I'm going, oh, yeah, that's okay. This is possible with 58. Okay, that's possible with 78. Okay, that's possible. I kind of like, I didn't know this was possible
at 43. Yeah. I missed it 2 years ago. Okay, last question. What's been your moment of best intuition? Like the moment where you were like, this was the moment when I absolutely was supposed to listen to my intuition and I did.
When I listen to, you know, my inner self is now I've really tapped into that every day now. Mm. Before I did not. You know what I mean? I would just, it's fun. It's crazy the things that when I look at my younger self, I'm like, oh man, you were definitely protected by the Lord because you weren't paying attention at all. You know what I mean? So, but now I have to tap into that now because it's so important for my family. It's so important for me. It's so important with everyone that you reach within your speech and your talk. You meet everyone for a reason. And I feel like you just have to be in tune with that. You know what I mean? Like within every moment. Yes. Do I have moments of, I'm not perfect. Do I have moments of like, you know, anger or something comes in and it's like, but I always know to go, hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take this moment. What are you trying to, I always say this and I say this to my students, step back for a second and take a breath and then think before you say the next thing. Think, is it kind? Are you going to be worried about this maybe 5 days later? Is this going to help the situation? Really look back and think, take 30 seconds and just breathe and think about that.
That was rapid fire breakdown style. It's Maya Bialik's breakdown. She's going to break it down for you. She's got a neuroscience PhD or two.